This is Sunday Side Up, a presentation of Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated. Here's your host, Barb Richards.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Barb Richards, and this is Sunday Side Up, and I'm always honored that you spend some of your weekend time with us, so thank you very, very much. Byron Health Center is with us today. Executive Director Deb Lambert. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning.
And from the Board of Directors, Jean Faley, your President of the Board, thank you, and thank you for your volunteering for the Byron Health Center. I'm sure they're very, very glad to have you guys along.
Well, thank you, Barb. It's glad to be here.
So it just struck me. Byron Health Center has been out there forever, and I'm not exactly sure what sort of clientele you're serving these days, what you're doing out there, and we decided, well, let's talk about it on the radio. So as a native of Fort Wayne, or for most of my life anyway, Irene Byron Health Center, you remember, do you know the whole history of that whole facility?
Well, actually, I do. It's a very interesting history. I could spend a very long time, but I will give you an abbreviated version of that. Basically, Irene Byron saw the need to have a tuberculosis clinic.
Right.
And so she worked very hard to get that done. And prior to seeing her vision come true, the government was asking women to enroll in the military. And because she was a registered nurse, she felt compelled to enlist in the military as a registered nurse. And so she actually went down to Waco, Texas, prior to Irene Byron ever opening.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, and she developed pancreatitis. And so a fellow nurse of hers that was working on the TB clinic went down to Waco to take care of her through her death. And that nurse's name was Gertrude Barber, and she happens to be my great-great-aunt.
Oh my gosh, what a small world it is, really. We all know each other.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Wow, wow. And so when did the Irene Byron Health Center start? Well, it was a hospital in the beginning, right?
It was the TB clinic.
Yeah, that's right. And when was that, 1940?
I don't remember, honestly, the exact date, but that's the time frame that happened.
Uh-huh. And then so then it evolved from there, right?
It did evolve from there. Once TB, became no longer the issue that it was, then it transitioned into the county home.
And the Allen County had the old poor farm, which was down in the south part of Fort Wayne, and they moved it out to the Lima Road property probably in about the 50s or so, and it kind of merged with the TB sanitarium and became the Allen County Nursing Home.
Oh.
And that's how the kind of two organizations came together and became the Allen County Nursing Home, and it operated as the Allen County Nursing Home for up until like 1991.
So it was never privately owned? It was always owned by the county? What was it? When it was Irene Byron, it was the tuberculosis center.
It was the county tuberculosis.
It was the county, too. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And do they oversee it today?
In 1991, the county, because of the way that our clients, we take care of a predominant number of clients who can't afford their care. Mm-hmm. So they're covered by Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And through the years, Medicaid kind of has lessened their reimbursement, and it was not unusual when the county was running the facility for Byron to have to come back to the county and say, we don't have enough to cover our expenses, so we need to have a supplement at the end of the year. And that supplement started to become significant, $500,000 to $1 million a year. And the county commissioners kind of were looking around and looking to see how they could solve that problem. They had a new executive director at Byron by the name of John Mauck. This goes back to 1991. And John Mauck said, there's a reason why you're lagging behind in your Medicaid reimbursement. And that is, in the nursing home field, if you change ownership, you get a new cost report. And when you get a new cost report, you get new rates. So he said, you need to change ownership.
Wow.
So John put together a program to move the ownership of Byron Health Center from the county to a new organization called Recovery Health Services. And it was a masterful job of moving employees, moving benefits, you know, from the county to this private organization called Recovery Health Services.
And that was something that John formed, or it was here already, or it's locally?
John Mauch was really the author of that whole thing.
Okay.
And he did it while an employee of Allen County. So he was moving his, you know, allegiance from Allen County to Recovery.
Uh-huh.
And he formed this not-for-profit organization called Recovery. And he chose a number of people from the different hospitals. And at that time, I was working for Parkview. And so we were right next door. He was with St. Anne. So he we had a working relationship with him. So he chose myself, somebody from St. Joe's, somebody from Lutheran. We had some community involvement, some people from nursing homes, and that formed the origins of Recovery Health Services, doing business as Byron Health Center, and we leased the building and land from the county. We took over the business, took over the license, and leased, you know, paid the county rent for the land and the building, and that's how we started back in. At that time, that transition, we got our new rates approved, and everything worked out fine for a number of years. But then Medicaid again started clamping down, and part of our not-so-good history is we had to announce in 1995 that we needed to close because of the reimbursement, or the county needed to help us.
Right.
And we backed to the county, and the county made some adjustments on our rent, and so we were able to kind of survive that little bump in the road. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And so, but since then, we've been operating pretty much on Medicaid reimbursement, you know, getting by, you know, from year to year.
But what a need it is in the community.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, he mentions John, and we've been blessed to have both Gene and John remain on as board members. And so we're really looking to a new vision and a new future for Byron.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just blessed to have them on the board, knowing the history that we've had and then knowing the vision of where we're going. So it's been a good experience for me.
Mm-hmm. Little did you know when you said yes to John Mauch so many years ago, right?
Oh, I tell you, and as I've progressed, you know, it's one thing to be a board member and attend meetings, you know, the board meeting,
right,
and then walk away from it. You know, in recent years, we've taken a little different role, in as much as about a year ago we had a change of administrators, and we kind of, as Deb had mentioned, we've kind of revitalized what our role and our mission and what we want to do with Byron. We'd become fairly, you know, you were not alone when you said you'd passed this building,
right,
out there and wondered what went on in it,
right,
inside of it. And that was pretty much the way we were left in the community, is people knew of Byron, really didn't know.
Well, so many of us grew up. I remember as a child going out to the Byron Health Center and visiting a sick relative. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of us have that memory of our younger ages here in Fort Wayne, going out there. And then, you know, we grew up and times changed. And then we were just, you know, I just wasn't quite sure exactly what was happening out there. But you could still see much activity. So you still knew something was going on.
And to answer a question that you had asked earlier, you know, about our clientele and so forth that we have out there, we really serve a very large population of folks with mental illness.
Right.
We serve a very large population of residents who have traumatic brain injury. And we serve a large population of folks with various types of dementias.
Is that because if they did have benefits, the benefits end up running out and they have to go on Medicaid?
Well, you know, that is part of it. But to be honest with you, folks with traumatic brain injuries are very hard to predict because,
yes,
of the very fact that they have a brain injury.
Yeah.
Folks with mental illness are very hard to predict. And so a lot of the folks that we have attempted to live at other nursing homes, and that that attempt has been unsuccessful for them. And so Byron tends to take a lot of folks that other nursing homes either find too challenging or simply don't know how to
handle,
how to best handle. And, you know, again, part of our vision for Byron is that we partner with various folks in the community. So we are blessed to have partnerships with Ivy Tech, St. Francis, MedTech. We're forming partnerships and relationships with several other folks in the Fort Wayne community to best serve the residents that we have. And so it's not just finding a reason for our residents to wake up and get up in the morning, which our alliances are helping us do, but it's also training our staff better mm-hmm. on how to interact more appropriately with those types of folks who have those types of injuries or illnesses.
Mm-hmm. I just had the Mental Health Association in, and again, they are also an organization that is stepping up their involvement and stepping up their role in the community, because in reality here, whether it's just better diagnosis or whether these problems are being compounded by something in the environment, but it seems like there's a lot more cases of mental illness going on, and at some mm-hmm. point, these people are hospitalized or they can't take care of themselves and they have to have someplace to go. So a lofty focus, I guess, or a goal in life for you guys, that's for sure. It's got to be tough. We're going to continue with more information about the Byron Health Center. We've talked about the past. Next staff, we're going to talk about the future, some of the things that you have going on, and what an awesome staff you have. We'll be right back with more Sunday Side Up.
Sunday Side Up is heard each week on WAJI-FM and WLDE-FM Fort Wayne, both proudly owned by Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated.
Welcome back to Sunday Side Up, and I'm Barb Richards. An important element of our community is the Byron Health Center. If you listen to the first half, I think that you know that. But let's talk about the future of Byron Health Center. With me is Executive Director Deb Lambert and also the President of the Board of Directors, Gene Faley. Gene, you said you had worked at Parkview before you got involved with Byron?
Yeah, I worked at Parkview for about 20 years and was involved with Byron from the beginning of the recovery. Uh-huh. Then I retired from Parkview, went off the Byron board for a few years, and then came back onto the board about 6 years ago. And it's just, we've started a whole new thrust and direction. You know, yeah. We used to be fairly internal, focused, and in the last year and a half or so, we've become a lot more external, looking to who we can partner with. We can't do this ourselves.
Right.
This, the mental illness that they're talking about and the type of residents that we have, other institutions kind of don't want to take care of them, or they have limited resources to take care of them. Our staff embrace them, and that's what we want to try to look for, other partners that we can work with that have similar types of needs, like Park Center and.
Well, here's what struck me when I went out there to deliver the Christmas wish. Through my many years, you know, I've been here at Magic for 28 years, and I've done Christmas wish for many, many years, and it kind of struck me that it's a bit of a forgotten facility, and there are live human beings there that shouldn't be forgotten in our society. And so I hope you continue that outreach. I think it's very important. And Deb, you have a big facility out there. I think I was lost for about 20 minutes. A lot of land.
Yes.
How many buildings are out there?
Well, currently they're all kind of connected together. A lot of the buildings are still owned by the county, but the one that I'm responsible for is over the years they've built tunnels or passageways to connect those facilities. But a lot of the other external buildings, either the sheriff department have their dogs, their canine units out there, and
wasn't that a long time ago in Allen County? What, isn't there an orphanage that was out there, an Allen County home, a little bit past Byron there? I have vague memories of that as a kid, too. Which every year goes by, I get further away.
Carroll Road to the south, mm-hmm. there was a youth center.
Yes, that's the one I'm thinking. I was to the south.
My kids used to play soccer out there.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. You seem to have a lot of land out there also.
Yeah, the county owns about 110 acres of property out there.
All right. So, what are the plans? Are you planning expansion? Are you planning updating of any of the facilities? You feel you got enough? I mean, is there a blueprint out there?
We do have a vision for the future. We have a plan for our future. As Jean said, a big part of it is we want to be a good member of the community. Uh-huh. We want to expand our community presence. We want to embrace the different people that are in the community who can help us, and we can help them, you know, meet the needs of the mentally ill population, the traumatic brain injuries. As I said, we've been having some great conversations with different members in the community because there's a huge need out there and there's huge gaps of services in those needs. And so we're just trying to work within the community to figure out what we can do to best serve the needs of our community.
What do you need? What do some of the patients need? Is there something that we can do? I mean, is there a donation? Or do you take? I remember when I had an elderly aunt in at a nursing home. The nursing home was telling me that some of the patients didn't have anybody that visited them. They have no clothes. You know, eventually clothes run out for people. Yeah. Anything?
No.
Many of our residents don't have family.
Uh-huh.
I've got a personal situation in my family. I had a brother who suffered from bipolar disease, and they are very, very, very difficult people to live with. And after a while, they tend to alienate their family members.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was in a nursing home, very much like Byron, in Chicago. And I was the only person that visited him, you know, mm-hmm. from a couple of hundred miles away. They just don't have people that visit them. We've got people at Byron that are like that. They just don't have family, you know, and we are their family.
Right. What a special staff you have.
As Jean said, come out and visit, mm-hmm. read, play cards, play checkers. We have a couple of Wii games, play some Wii games with our folks. There's going to come a time where we're going to need a loud voice on behalf of Byron. As Medicaid funding continues to be cut, you know, we're going to need people to help support verbally through communication with the state congressmen and federal so that it doesn't get cut entirely.
It can't. It just can't. There are too many people that will just be out homeless without benefits, without anything. I mean, it would just be a disaster. So,
excuse me.
I was going to say we pray for guidance for our leaders in that area.
Absolutely. One thing that I really would like for people to know about Byron is we're different from any other nursing home from the standpoint that most nursing home stays will be about two and a half years for the average stay for a resident. Our residents live with us for decades.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell you how many residents I have out there that are 30 plus year residents. And so it's truly their home. We are truly their family. And it makes a difference when you know, I've got residents out there younger than I am. And it's a very humbling
experience. You never think that. You never think when you drive by Byron Health Center that there's anybody young in there, but there are.
There are.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. I asked you off air about contacting government officials. So you would, you said you'd like to get some legislatures up here to take a look at that facility. So, I mean, that's certainly some prodding from their constituents here in the market would obviously help that. And do you guys have any feeling on the whole Obama and healthcare and all that kind of stuff? I mean, anything there? I know nobody really knows anything. We don't know anything about our taxes. We don't know anything about our healthcare.
Right, right. Well, you know, we're part of a group called Leading Age, and they do a lot of advocacy with the legislatures. And so they keep us really on top of things and try to keep us in the loop the best that we can. And you're right. No one at this point can predict where we're going to go. We're just trying to position Byron to be in a place where we're irreplaceable in our community, because we hope to be a resource for training institutions in mm-hmm. Fort Wayne. You know, we have physician assistant students that come out and do clinical time out there. We have nursing students that come do clinical time. We hope to expand that to other degree programs that need internships or experience outside. So we just want to be a good neighbor. We mm-hmm. want to be a good a good person in the community. Mm-hmm.
Did you have something to say, Gene?
I just wanted to go back to your one question about our our future. You mentioned the building is huge. At one time, that building had 500 residents in it. We now run about 120. So there's a lot for us. There's a lot of operational inefficiencies for that building.
Right.
A few months ago, our board re-endorsed the fact that our mission is to take care of the types of clients that we have at Byron. But we need to do that in a more efficient manner. And so we're on a program of evaluating the opportunity to build a different type of facility. And we'd like to do that with the county's blessing on the county property there at Lima. We don't need 100 acres that they have out there. That's very prime real estate for the county. And we occupy a very prime corner of Lima and Carroll Road. We don't need that exact location. There is some other location. So part of what we're looking at and going to be working with the county and with others is a new facility for Byron at hopefully that location. Mm-hmm. So we can give these people a nicer home to live in than a very institutional appearing building.
It's really how our thought process has changed through the years, mm-hmm. in regards to mentally ill, to brain injuries, obviously. But, you know, it used to be that old adage of just shutting the door and putting them away as we speak. But we know that there's much more to those people that have those diseases, that have those illnesses, that they still can be viable members of the community and certainly are deserving of a life that, and the opportunities that we have. Do a lot of counties still own a health center like we do?
Not really. There's about four of the type of facilities of Byron in the state of Indiana.
Huh. Do you get dollars from the hospitals, from Parkview, from Lutheran? Is that something that...
No, our funding right now is 98% Medicaid, and then the rest would be Medicare.
Yeah.
We have one, maybe two private pay residents, but that's our funding source.
Do you take donation of sheets, pillows, blankets, those types of things?
We do take some donations, typically not sheets, pillows, blankets. A lot of folks will donate magazines. Clothing is a big item that folks tend to donate. Movies, puzzles, games, things like that. We do have a Byron Foundation that we use to purchase different items, you know, for our residents. And we do fundraisers and stuff out at the community if the residents are wanting something special.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Well, I just hope that this program can bring more attention to what you're doing out there, because I think it's a huge need that every community has to face. And I think you guys are doing a great job at facing that community and wanting to grow with it too. So Deb, we're glad you came back to Fort Wayne and
thank you.
Bringing such a legacy and a tie to the Byron Health Center. That's very, very cool. And Gene, thank you again for still continuing to be on the board of directors. And even though you're retired, you're still doing it for us.
Oh, I'm having fun doing this. It's really a blessing.
Yeah.
You know, to do this and to have a person like Deb come and join us is, you know, there is powers greater than ours that we're placing people here with that.
Yeah, I agree. I love how one thing can lead to the next, which all started with the Christmas wish. So,
I want to thank WAJI really from the bottom of our hearts. You just have no idea what that meant to our residents and our staff.
I have pictures to see. I haven't looked at them yet. I'm anxious to. Thanks again for your time. Very important part of the community. If you want to do some outreach, if you want to find out more, I'm sure they'd be happy to talk how you can help the Byron Health Center. Keep it going, fulfilling a great need here in our community. Thanks to Gene Falley, the president of the board of directors, Deb Lambert, the executive director of Byron Health Center, and the special staff and nurses that you have out there. I was just overwhelmed when I came in. Thank you guys very much. This is Sunday Side Up, and everybody out there, have a great, great weekend.
Thanks for tuning in for Sunday Side Up with your host, Barb Richards. The views expressed in the show are not necessarily those of Sarkis Tarzian Management. For comments or questions, please contact the station directly.